Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. In this video, I'm commenting on the prisons crisis in the United Kingdom. Now, this is principally about England because Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, England, they all do their own thing on criminal justice. But England is the bulk of the United Kingdom, both in area and in population. And in the Republic of Ireland, we face broadly the same problem. It's not quite so acute. Shortly after Labour took office this July, the prisons were at bursting point. And the government was facing a situation where people be arrested and remanded in custody and so forth, and there wouldn't be sufficient prison places. Because of human rights law, they can't overcrowd them in the cells. So the Justice Secretary, Shabana Mahmood, made the decision to release some people early. Now, prisoners are typically released after having served 50% of their sentence. There are circumstances which they'll be held in longer, but she said we're going to reduce that to 40%. So hundreds of criminals released on the first day. She said, not those convicted of violent or sexual offences and blah, blah, blah. But obviously, if you're not convicted of a violent or sexual offence, you usually shouldn't be in prison for a very long time anyway. I mean, it was multi-million pound fraud, that'd be different. It was drug dealing, it'd be different. Incidentally, I'm for decriminalisation, but you know, that's another story. Drugs, yes, very, very harmful. People are very foolish to poison themselves with that nonsense, but criminalisation clearly doesn't work. But anyway, I digress. So what is to be done? Because the prison population was almost 80,000, almost at capacity. I think that's in England alone. Of the United Kingdom as a whole, it's about 95,000. Now, David Gawke, who used to be the Justice Secretary of the Conservative administration, he was Justice Secretary several years ago. He's chairing a review into imprisonment, and he's been commissioned by the Labour Party. So yes, he's a Tory, but there's such a thing as disinterested public service. I remember Lord Chris Patten, a Conservative, he chaired the Patten Commission on behalf of Blair's Labour administration. People say, oh, that's wrong. But no, there is such a thing as public service, and whichever party's in government, you should do that. And I think it's good and mature of a government not simply to choose people for their own party to do this sort of thing. The other reason Labour's doing it is because if it has some controversial recommendation, say, hey, well, you know, this is disinterested, this is objective, we've got a Conservative to do it. You can't accuse us of being soft on crime if we're following a Conservative's recommendations. One thing about these reports is obviously they're just that, they're a suggestion. They're not binding. Governments are free to reject the recommendations as they're free to go along with the recommendations. And governments often try and fob off people when they do something unpopular or contentious, saying, oh, well, we're following the recommendations. Yeah, but it's still your decision. You're not obliged to go along with what it says. And when it suits them, obviously, governments will go against these things. So far, Mr. Gawke has said that the United Kingdom ought to use more use of open prisons. So they've been around for decades. And that's to say people sleep in dormitories, not just cells of two, usually. And they're out of their cells for almost 16 hours a day doing jobs around the prison. But even in an ordinary prison, you can have a job in the kitchen, the library, or cleaning, or whatever, or a farm sometimes. But these often they're let out of the gates. Low security, the low walls, be quite easy to climb over the walls. And actually, often they get drones or drugs put into a tennis ball thrown over the walls to deliver them things. And but they have jobs outside the prison, in parks, farming or whatever. What else are they doing? Working in graveyards. Nothing like they would give them access to a lot of money, like working in a bank or weapons or so forth. So they're there for non-violent offences. Often they go to a Category A prison, just for a few weeks assessed, and might be sent to Category D, that's an open prison. Or if they served a long sentence for armed robbery or something, they've only got a year to go, they go there. So it's quite lax, quite a cushy number. And obviously they're out and doing things and earning a tiny amount of money. Some of that goes towards to pay for their bed and board and so forth. And the idea is preparing them for release, it's rehabilitation. And they're not just rotting away in their cells. And one of the attractions for the government is obviously it's a lot cheaper. They don't have to have these high walls and they don't have to have so many prison officers. But prison officers have said anonymously that actually they're not in control of the prison. One prison officer may escort like 20 prisoners and effectively they control the prison. The prison officers don't dare to take them on. But I mean, I do think that is part of the solution, partly because it's preparing them to re-enter the community. And yes, it saves money. There is a place for prison. And of course, there are some very bad people out there. We shouldn't delude ourselves. There's some very dangerous people who need to be locked up for the protection of the public. And some of these sentences for theft, I think, are too lenient. If it's shoplifting once or twice or even a dozen times, I think we should go easy on that. You know, cautions, community service, fines, stuff like that, traveling on a train without a ticket. Okay, bad, shouldn't do it, but let's say keep this in proportion, slap on the wrist. But my point is, if you steal a bottle of water, one young woman stole a bottle of water, 2011 riots, got 2 years in prison, stealing it during the riots. Whereas if you'd stolen £100,000, you might have got the same. And it's just not proportional. People who steal millions, yeah, they do get time in prison, but it's several years. Is nothing like as it should be in accordance with the scale of the theft. Anyway, so over 5,500 people have been released since July prematurely. What is going to happen? There are also what's the word? Indeterminate sentences. That was a bit of a problem. People with no release date. Imprisoning fewer people in the first instance. I mean, often I think we're too soft on some sort of people. I think it was premeditated violence. Is for holding contentious views, political prisoners, extremism, and people going to jail for that or misconduct in a public office. I mean, some police officers have done things which are foolish. Many people say unethical, unprofessional, and stuff like that. You know, having sex with a consenting adult whilst on duty. Okay, more than naughty. I can see might be a sacking offence, but they shouldn't be in prison to it. They're not a danger to the public. It's preposterous. I mean, possession of drugs, people very rarely go to prison for possession of drugs. As I say, dealing them, and there are some very vicious people who are dealing drugs. Is the violence of the problem for me, and I suppose there's an element of tax evasion. Drugs are very dangerous and people die prematurely, so very foolish. But treat it as a health issue, warn people off, tax it, sell it at a much lower price, undercut the dealers, take away money from the criminal gangs, and a lot of the money that's used from the sale of drugs or the tax them be on rehabilitation programs. We can never make things like cocaine or heroin or marijuana safe, amphetamines. What we can do is make them less dangerous, a harm reduction approach. And I applaud the SNP. One of the few things they've done well is places where people can inject heroin under medical supervision, a needle exchange program, and so forth. And there's help right there if they want to be weaned off these harmful substances. So that would be a step forward as well. But for saying contentious things, you know, people shouldn't be imprisoned for that, for expressing their views, no matter how noisome. It's very worrying to see the closing the Overton window. The police are wasting their time in so-called non-crime hate incidents, harassing members of the public just because they're dissidents, but they don't respond to real crime like burglary or theft. And I've been a victim of theft. Police didn't want to know. I reported the crime, sent me a letter dated that same day. No, not enough evidence. There was enough evidence. There's CCTV all over the city. They could follow the felon from where the crime took place to wherever he or she took the ill-gotten lucre, but they're not going to do it. Friend had her mobile phone stolen, was able to say exactly where it was, could trace it to the building. Again, the police don't have time for that. They're far too busy preaching their far-left propaganda, going to these courses to be indoctrinated in sub-Marxist gobbledygook, giving grief to people just because they're right-wing. Anyway, but thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Another idea is keep prisoners of foreign nationality, have them sent to their home country if their home country is willing to receive them, and serve their sentences there and pay for it. And that was often a lot cheaper than paying them in prison in the United Kingdom. Like, I mean, I think the UK's got this scheme with Jamaica already, because keeping someone in Category A costs like £50,000 a year. But keeping them Category A in another country is often far cheaper. And all this education in prison, okay, some of it was good to teach them literacy, but the only place you can get free education seems rather immoral and unfair. Confiscation of assets to pay for people in prison, much better idea. And not just ill-gotten lucre, not just if you're a multimillionaire drug dealer, would take away all your illegal earnings. Even if it's not unjust enrichment, we're just going to confiscate loads of your money. People like Chris Hoon, the Liberal Democrat MP, sent to prison for perjury. No. I would just take away everything, his house, all the money in the bank, not cast the penny a public. Prisoners for people who are dangerous. He doesn't jeopardize our well-being. If I saw a perjurer walking down the street towards me at midnight, I wouldn't be worried. And it's the people who are frightening to us. Those ones who should be locked up. Thanks for watching. Goodbye, everyone.